Crows have just finished a solid two-week period, now have 4 days off. Our next guest is Rory Laird. He joins us now. I reckon he's been chewing it up, I'm hearing. Absolutely chewing it up. Rory, thanks for your time.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me on.
How did your open day training session go today?
Yeah, it went really well. We've got a lot of supporters out there, and yeah, it was a sausage sizzle, and boys trained really well after, as you said, a solid two-week block. So, no, it was pretty successful.
What's been the focus? You know, you've had solid two-week block. Obviously, there's a bit of match practice in there. Has it been about that competition and competitiveness and game-style stuff in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, we've sort of been working on that throughout the whole pre-season as Walshy sort of brought in a new way of playing. So we've been working on that, and obviously the conditioning side of things always ramp up at this time of year, so we've been going through that as well. So pretty broad things we've been doing, but that's probably the main two things.
So just you mentioned Walshy's brought a few things. Like how much different is it? Is it, you know, like, is it rub it out and draw it again, or is it just a few tweaks here and there to the game style?
It's kind of hard to say. There's things that he does differently, and we've sort of just got to start working on that. But we're picking up pretty quickly at the moment, so it's going pretty well.
How are you finding him, Rory?
He's good. Yeah, he's full on, but he's really good, and he's really good with how he teaches us, how he wants to play, and I've really enjoyed his time at the club so far.
Is it purely intense because he's demanding elite standards, and he'll get that out of you guys because you're hungry for that? But has he cracked the odd gag? Does he got a bit of humour about him? Can you share any insight about Walshy? Because we all want to get to know him a bit more.
Yeah, he's intense when it comes to the training, getting out on the track, and getting the best of us out there, as you said, with his elite standards. So, he does have a funny side as well. He likes to have a gag, and likes having a chat with us in the change rooms. All that is actually really easy to talk to as well. So, it's good.
Well done. Well, we had him in the other day, and he told us he's a real keen surfer. Now, I didn't pitch him as a surfer. and the other thing, Rory, crikey, he's fit. He is dead set shining like a racehorse at the moment.
Yeah, he's in pretty good nick, isn't he?
Isn't he?
He gets in the gym every now and then and pumps a few weights around. And he's got I haven't actually seen him do too much, but he's actually looking pretty good. I think he would be pretty fit. I think he'd keep himself pretty healthy.
Well, hang on a sec. He doesn't get in that weight room more than Sando, does he?
Oh, I don't know, mate.
Oh, come on, please. Rory, please.
<Nah. laughs> I don't know. I'm not too sure.
Hey, Rory, two-part question. First, where do you think your best position is? And the second part of that question, where do you think you'll play this year?
I think I've played some of my best footy in the back half of the field down the back lines. I think that's probably the place I will try and look to play. But as I played last year, playing a few different positions and all that, so not too sure as of yet, but I think probably around there somewhere.
Yeah, look, competition will be pretty tough down there for defensive spots. You know, your mate Brownie and Yenchi and then Harrison Wiggs come to the thing. So that's going to be pretty red hot down there.
Yeah, I think we've got a fair few players coming through. I think Cole's a good addition to the back line. And then we've got two Australians in Tails and Smithers down there. And then, Brownie and Yenchi and Brett Riley are all quality players. So we've got enough personnel down there to sort of fight for spots, and I think it's healthy competition.
We had the coach Phil Walsh in here earlier this week, and we asked him if he's going to use taggers or not, and he said that he preferred the term putting a cooler on someone who's running hot, and he mentioned your name as someone that might be doing that. You did that a little bit with Brent Harvey and a couple of other players, so that might be something you'd be looking at as well by the sound of it.
Yeah, well, I think he hasn't really mentioned that to us at all, really, so I think if he goes with that, I think we've got a fair few options there. We obviously had BB and Terry's really done terrific jobs on big players, and I've done a bit of that as I did last year. So if that's a job that I need to do, then I'll do that. But I think we've got plenty of good options there.
What are you having to work on and keep developing there, Rory?
What, personally?
Personally, yeah.
Probably just my defensive side of things, just keep improving on that, and just my kicking and all that. So there's a fair few things I can keep working on through the pre-season.
Good work. Tex Walker's your new skipper. Do you vote him in?
Yeah, I think it's a great decision. I think he's, I think Walshy said to us, he's a real leader, and people listen to what he has to say, and I think he's got a really good hold on the group, so I think he'll really thrive in the role that he's been put in.
Well, she also mentioned that many of the young players will get a look in the first NAB Cup game. Who are some of the young players that our listeners might know a lot about that have been training really well and might get an opportunity there?
You know, it's hard to sort of tell when you're actually out there training. You sort of notice a couple of them bob up here and there, but I think the recent draft crop we've got, I think they've all been training pretty consistently and pretty well. I think they're picking up the game plan pretty well and fitted in nicely where they're not too out of place. And so I think any of them could really make a splash if they keep training the way they do.
What about, mention that you're probably doing a fair bit of competitive work. What's it like lining up on Eddie Betts? That must be pretty tough and keep you on your toes.
Yeah, we've got a fair few forwards down there that I've sort of been through in the competitive work. I think, Eddie's obviously an elite player. Elite small forward is very dynamic and very, very smart. And then there's also Charlie Cameron and all the other mid-sized kind of forwards, like all the mids that come down with Richard Douglas and Matthew Wright and all that. So we've got a lot of different people that can roll through those spots. But I think Eddie's probably the toughest down there by a long shot.
Rory Laird, our guest from the Crows, they've got a four-day break. They had an open day today. It went really well. One of the criticisms of the Crows of 2014 was their inconsistency. Up one week, down the next, win against a team they're not expected to, then lose against one that they weren't. Elite training standards is what Walshy's trying to really drum into you guys. Give us an example of what that looks like for those that might not know.
I think it's just training to our capacity kind of thing. Just making sure that we're always putting in the hard work and the 100% on the track to make sure we can get the best out of ourselves personally, but then more so as a team, making sure we work together. So he's got a big emphasis on team first, and I think that's what we need to keep working on.
So he's driving that, then he's hopeful that the leadership group then drive it when he can't do that, and then it just filters all the way through to the group that's the standard and that's what you train up to. It's quite as simple as that, basically, is it,
yeah.
Rory?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what he's sort of trying to do, is put a lot of onus on the leadership group because they're the ones that are kind of out in the field and playing. So, but I think it's he's sort of driving that pretty hard.
Phil Walsh, Ryan O'Keefe, David Teague, Darren Glass. You've got three or four new faces around the place. Has that brought an element of freshness to the joint?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. I think they're all obviously been experienced with Glassy coming down and Ryan O'Keefe having a great AFL career and Piggy's really stepped into the role well. So it's nice to hear what they've got to say, and they're obviously taking the roles well and putting a good input on the group. So, no, it's really enjoyable.
I think Bix was kind of hoping, Lady, you said, but we miss you.
we miss you. No. Clearly I was not.
No, I'm only joking.
No, I understand. Of course.
I was trying to make him feel uncomfortable there because that's apparently my role. Hey, Rory, how's the body? I think about this time last year, a bit later, you had some soft tissue issues. I think off memory it was your abductor. The body's sound? You're going to get a full pre-season in?
Yeah, obviously I had a fair few little niggles last year that sort of held me out through different parts of training. So it was a bit frustrating and probably didn't help me in the long term as well. So I've thankfully been training pretty much the whole thing, so knock on wood that my body stays sound and I'm able to stay on the track.
Give us an idea of the toughest day you've had, just from waking up, having brekkie, getting to the club. Give us a snapshot of a day that you were just tonguing it. You were just dragging your lemonade and sauce on the Javid Dory.
Well, to tell you the truth, it's been a fair few of those where you don't really expect it to be that hard, but then it's just the way that we train and all that. So it's there's been a fair few kind of backing up sessions week after week. So there's actually, as I said, like there's not really one that sort of stands out. They're all pretty much up there, which is a good thing actually. So, but in saying that, it's been very enjoyable.
We're hearing a lot of teams are doing repeat efforts, maximum intensity, and doing it over a greater period. We're hearing teams do 100 hundreds and different bits and pieces like that. Just give us, to the 19th man, just an idea of one day or one exercise that we don't know about that was just hard, like 250,000 100s. or something. Give us something like that.
Well, we've done a few hundreds. We've done heaps of different. I think it's good because we do a lot of different varieties of running. So yeah, obviously can't give too much away of what we're doing. So but there's just a lot of variety. It's not very easy any of it that we do. So it's pretty tough.
What about you've worked your butt off? You've got yourself 4 days off. What are you looking to do?
not too much actually. I'm sort of taking it as a mental, physical kind of break, but I'm saying that just sort of refreshing a little bit and seeing some family and friends and having a bit of time away from the footy club is always nice before you sort of get back into it and back into the 4 days. So no, I've been taking it pretty easy, I reckon. I'm pretty tired.
Well, there's one of three things you can be as a young lad. You can be a surfer in that group, you can be a fisherman, or you can be a golfer. Which one are you likely to be there, Rory?
Well, I haven't done too much surfing. I've tried a bit of golf. I'm not very good at that. I'm not too bad at fishing.
You might be a card player.
What are you sitting in a Nintendo or something? You're not one of them, are you? Rory, you don't strike me as a Nintendo man.
Not really that much. I don't mind a fish. I try and play a bit of golf, but I'm not very good, so...
We're hearing a lot of our Victorian boys, they're South Australian boys, but they're off to the tennis and they're going to be sitting in corporate boxes. So Toyota's corporate boxes and Leighton's corporate boxes. We'll have to keep our eye out, Rory.
Yeah, that would be nice if I was in there, mate. Wouldn't be a couple of nights up there.
I just got a text message through Rory that said you like horse riding. Maybe a jockey.
That's a bit
tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I'm not that tall. You're right there, Dick.
Hey, mate, thanks for joining us. Look, enjoy your break. You've worked hard the last couple of weeks from all reports and you've probably earned it. So, refresh, recoup, come back and set yourself for getting yourself in that side and staying there for the whole year.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Well done. Rory Laird, they're our special guest. 4 day break, the Crows have got. They're finished. They'll be back on Tuesday. He's a bloke that can will himself to the contest. He's a bloke that can be set a task and will himself to beat that person. Love how he goes about his footy.
Yeah, I'll tell you what he's got.
He got duped last year.
You reckon?
Yeah, I do.
Anyway, he said himself, he had a lot of soft tissue injuries, which disrupted his season.
But this
is what he's got. He's got a clean take, which is
clean.
Very, very good.
He puts
his nose over the ball. When he's got ball in hand, he makes very good decisions with the ball.
Yes, he does. Tick.
The area he needs to continue to improve on is his kicking. So when he picks the ball up and he looks at someone and makes the right decision and goes to kick it to him, it's got to hit him on the chest. But other than that, that's the big area that he's got to start to hurt the opposition when he gets the ball. Because his application is magnificent. He's disciplined. He's tough. He's rugged. He's all that.
Yeah.
And he's clean. But he just needs to make sure he hurts the opposition.
Is he good one-on-one? Can he win his own ball? Has he got good closing speed? Is he a good tackler? He's all of those. So that kick will come. He didn't get a game last year because he missed a couple of targets.
No, you and your blooming selectors. Just stop. Don't talk over me. When you say, is he good one-on-one and can he win his own ball? That's fine. But as I've probably banging on about this a lot in the last month and a half is your size is important and he's limited he's probably 178, 180 or something like that. It limits you to be only being able to play on those smaller defenders. And so, as we mentioned, you've got Luke Brown, you've got Lairdy, you've got Yenchi,
he's in front of all of them in my eyes.
Is he really?
Absolutely.
Okay, he certainly hasn't been in the ranking over the past couple of years at the LA Football Club. So he just has to jump up in front of those to really assure himself of being the first choice defender because he hasn't been. Obviously.
But it's quicker than every player that you just mentioned, and you keep banging on to me, they need speed. He's quick. Frighteningly quick.
I think you'll be surprised by how quick Luke Brown is.
Serious? Yeah, Luke Brown's quicker than Rory Laird.
Luke Brown would be probably in the top half a dozen.
Serious?
Adelaide. Yeah, so Luke Brown has to play on all those, really, Ballantyne, who's got speed, those little blokes. He's got them all covered.
Well, that's good to know.
So anyway, look, there's not that much between them, and they both have to improve their offensive side of it, but I'm certain with the application that he has that he would be working on that and he's aware of that. Rory Laird, our guest.